Players of People's Postcode Lottery have raised over £1.4 billion for good causes, helping deliver good news for charities like Battersea, Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust, Trussell, Ending Hunger Together, and Riding for the Disabled Association. See, even Poppy says thanks. Because what the world needs now is you. PPL manages lotteries for 20 charities. A minimum of 33% of each ticket price goes to charity. Not available in Northern Ireland. Conditions apply. 18+.
Hey, music lover. It's time for some tombola. Jamming to some yacht rock.
Open for fun.
Gone old school with some bebop.
Open for fun.
Bingo 90. If you like your tunes more vibey, playing can be exciting till you feel the need for dancing.
Here we go.
I prefer drum and bass.
Just £110. Tombola.
Open for fun.
Terms apply. 18+. Please play safely.
Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. I am your host, Adam Ray. If you haven't been here before, welcome. Subscribe on iTunes, YouTube. We have new episodes every Tuesday. We dropped it a little bit late today because it's been a crazy couple weeks, man. Dr. Phil Live is on the road. We did our first big theater shows in Philly and D.C. last weekend at the Miller Theater in Philly. And Capital One Hall in D.C., holy shit, sold out, 2,000 people apiece. You guys were unreal. We had Joe DeRosa, Jim Norton, the RU Garbage team, Matt Friend, and it was a wild time. Josh Adam Myers. Both those shows are going to be up on YouTube soon. We have a Dr. Phil Live on November 5th with Wayne Brady, Josh Wolf, and special guests. And then, of course, December 3rd and November 15th, the Beacon Theater for the New York Comedy Festival. That show is going to be fucking bananas. There's a few tickets left. I highly suggest coming to that show. November 15th, Beacon Theater. Hope you guys are having a great week. Enjoy the weekend. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, doing shows, sold out shows at Comedy on State, where I did my special Like and Subscribe, which you can see on YouTube right now. And then I will be at the Den in Chicago tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, for three shows. And then new dates are being added. Vegas. I will be in Vegas next weekend, November 8th and 9th at Wise Guys Comedy Club. And then I will be again in New York at the Beacon, November 15th for Dr. Phil Live. And then November 22nd and 23rd in Utah at Wise Guys. Those shows are sold the fuck out. But we added a Thursday show. So there's a Thursday available November 21st in Utah. Come out and see your boy. All these tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. There is a new Dr. Phil Live out with Chris DeStefano, Adam Carolla, and Fortune Feimster, and that's what today's episode is, the audio from that show. People say they want the shows up on audio so they can listen to them while they drive, so here you go. Enjoy this special episode of Dr. Phil Live with Adam Carolla, Fortune Feimster, and Chris DeStefano. Hope to see you guys out on the road at Dr. Phil Live shows. Things are moving and shaking. We are adding more theater dates. We have dates in 2025 already for Vegas, San Francisco, Dallas, Austin, Nashville, Atlanta, Boston, but we are going to be adding more in the Midwest and the East Coast and Florida, so stay tuned. All right, enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
Sure, make some motherfucking noise if you're excited to be alive. It's a good night to be alive. Everybody's out breathing. Look at you guys. Fuck yeah. Watch your fucking language, sir. My mom's here. You guys feeling good? It's going to be a good night. We got a fiery lineup for you tonight here on the Dr. Phil Live Show. Tonight's show is all about shame, okay? Webster's Dictionary defines it as an emotion that involves a self-negative evaluation of oneself, okay? Thinking that there might be something wrong with you as a person, okay? Maybe you're ashamed of your face, right? Because you got attacked by a cheetah 3 days before your high school prom. And now you're contemplating whether or not to go for fear that your friends might call you meatloaf face. Okay, that sounded funnier in my head on the drive over. Maybe you're feeling some sort of shame because you farted in a public library, okay? And to avoid feeling embarrassed about yourself, you blamed your fart on the girl in the wheelchair. We've all done that, right? Wheelchair people fart too. My wife Robin is always shaming me, okay, because when I fuck up on the crossword puzzle, she's always giving me a hard time, making me feel bad about myself. How was I supposed to know that Seven Across wasn't gay Hitler? Do you know what I'm saying? The clue was fun mustache. I thought that... I look around this room, I see a lot of mustaches, I see a lot of beards, a lot of titties. Are you getting... Yep, okay, sir. Didn't let me finish. Do you have a pair of titties on you right now, sir? Maybe at home somewhere. What's your name, sir?
Louis.
Who?
Louis.
Louis, yeah. And Louis, what do you do here in Los Angeles?
I work at Starbucks.
Okay, how long have you been working at Starbucks?
1 year.
And how... Sorry, I had a mac and cheese portable in the car on the way over here. Louis, do you love the Bucks? Because I've been in there countless times, and the amount of times my name gets said wrong, or I wait too long for a vanilla frappuccino, I think twice about coming back and lighting the place up. Do you know what I'm saying? So what is it about Starbucks that really speaks to you, Louis?
Cold brew.
The cold brew. You love it?
I love it.
Is that the only benefit, Louis?
That's the only benefit of the girls.
And the girls?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, here's why you said tits earlier, yeah? Now, how many girls do you currently have flings with at Starbucks, Louie? 33?
Three,
okay. Well, 33 is a more fun answer. Maybe next time find a little more charisma in that back pocket. Three does feel like a lot. You know what I'm saying? Sir, how many girls have you been with at the same time at a Starbucks or Taco Bell KFC drive-thru? Can anyone top three girls at once? Okay. Louis, let's go down the line dating game style and figure out which one's the best fit for you and your lifestyle, okay? Give me one of the girls' name, address, and PIN number. What's she doing right now? No, Louis, these three girls all work at Starbucks, yeah?
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them do. Okay, you got another one that's outside the books?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why is she... Now, maybe she's got a little bit more of an appeal for you because she's, creating a not-a-shit-where-you-eat type situation. Do the two girls at Starbucks you were fighting over you, do they know that they're both receiving Louie?
One of them, yeah.
One of them knows, the other one doesn't, yeah. Okay, and how does that one that knows feel about it, Louie?
Her heart's broken now.
We'll be right back. I mean, that might be the saddest commercial break I've ever taken, but I had to do it. Jesus fucking Christ, Louie. The only way that could have been sadder is like, well, she's in my trunk right now. Sorry, I went a little heavy on the Mexican accent there. You're not that Latino. Now, well, I'm excited for you, Louie. Okay. What about this side of the room? Anybody feeling some shame in their life currently that they'd like to open up about? My man with the beard and the tattoos and the gold chain. You look like a bouncer for every Daughtry concert in North America. Sir, do you mind standing up and showing the room your look? Sir, I'm very jealous of the way you look right now. Stand up. Look at this guy right now. Yeah. I'm coming home. You know Daughtry? Of course you do. It'd be weird if you said you didn't. What's your name, sir?
Tanner.
Tanner, yeah. And Tanner, what do you do here in Los Angeles?
I work for SoCal Edison.
SoCal Edison? Hell yeah. Fucking dude. Tanner, what the fuck is that? SoCal Edison. Break it down
Electric
for me.
Company.
Electric company. I could put that together. Okay. And how long you been doing that, Tanner?
About a year.
About a year. Do you love it?
No.
Okay. Does it give you some shame from time to time? You think to yourself, I could have done more with my life. This isn't my journey. Tanner's got a different path.
Tanner has a different path.
What was the original dream, Tanner?
So I moved here a year ago.
Okay. Just send me an email. This sounds fucking way too long. Jesus fucking Christ. When I was 10, I wanted to learn how to fly a kite, but then my dad moved us to Tallahassee, so I picked up the saxophone. Jesus fucking Christ, Tanner. No, I love the attention to detail, Tanner. What, take me through from the top.
I moved here to be a musician.
You moved here to be, yeah, and what instrument do you play, Tanner?
Drums.
Drums. Are you in a band currently?
Yeah, we are.
You are. Who's this guy to your left?
My bandmate and best friend.
Bandmate and best friend. Let's go. And what's your name, sir?
Arben.
Yep.
You
make that up? Can you just make up your own? Arben. Is there more to that? Did you forget a consonant? Harbin? Is that maybe? No, Arben. Just, yeah. Where does that come from, Arben? Are your parents hippies or retarded? Like, where do you get a... Where do you get a name like Arbin in 2024? I mean, I guess 30 years ago. How old are you, Arbin? You look like a young boy. That's the first time I've said that to a grown man, but you look young is what I'm saying, and I'm fired up about that. Sounds like you're doing something right. Music is treating your soul correctly. What's the name of your band, by the way?
Called Interstellar Outlaws.
Interstellar Outlaws. Let's fucking go. You guys heard of those motherfuckers? Well, guess what? You will. I bet you guys are going to be the next big thing. Mark my fucking words right now on the Dr. Phil Live Show. Lionel Richie, Shania Twain, Interstellar fucking... already forgot it. What is it again? God damn it. I tried so hard, but it was a lot. Shorten it up. Like Tanner's story. Shorten it up. Thanks for coming out. One more time for Arbin and Tanner, huh? These guys are... they're not ashamed of anything. They're fired up. They're hot guys. They can fuck whatever they want consensually. How about you, sweetheart? How you doing? You doing good? You got a tattoo on the top of your left boobie. Sorry for looking. But you put it there, I think, for people to look. Am I correct?
Kind of.
Kind of? Yeah. Well, then fucking wear a fucking coat next time, okay? What's your name, sweetheart?
Andrea.
And what do you do here in Los Angeles, Andrea?
I'm from Orange County.
You're from Orange County. So what do you do? Okay. You work for a school district. And let's give that district a little shout out, Andrea. Or do you not want to talk about it? Yeah. Well, this will be on YouTube either way, sweetheart. So yeah, we can cut you out, put a thing over your face. Okay. So what do you do for the kids? Are you a teacher? Are you a principal?
No, I work in the construction department. So we build schools.
You build schools. Let's give it up, guys. Have you built a school in your time on Earth? Probably not. How long does it take to build a school, Andrea? 2 years to 4 to 6, yeah. And are the kids... do people usually mock everything you say about your job in public like this? This is this type of laughter. What are the grades that the kids are farting through there with?
It's a K through 12 school.
K through 12, yeah. That's good. What's your favorite part about it? Do the kids say funny stuff?
I don't see kids.
You don't see the kids. You just help build. You just set up the blueprints for the school, and then you fucking peace out, yeah? You're like, I don't got time to be here. I got a fucking titty that needs to be covered up with some ink. Well, thanks for coming out. Keep it going for Andrea, everybody. That's a big deal. She's not ashamed of what she does. In fact, she's proud of it. And, you know, there's somebody that I've known for quite some time that's proud of what they do. You might know my first guest here on the Dr. Phil Live Show from TV shows like Crank Anchors and The Man Show. Okay, you might have seen his stand-up specials, Not Taco Bell Material, and maybe his movies Road Hard, The Hammer, and, of course, his podcast, The Adam Carolla Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for the one and only Adam Carolla! Here it comes right now. Here he is, guys. Adam Carolla. Let him hear it real quick. Huh? We got a special guy with a special name.
Thank you.
How are you, sir? Adam, good to see you.
Good to see you, doctor.
It's been a minute since I saw you last at Jamba Juice in Burbank.
Yeah, that was, or it could have been Robex. I can't recall.
Yeah, but, there's too many juice places, right? Jamba kind of said, it's like YouTube, you know? Once YouTube came out, it was like, okay, here comes Pornhub, Facebook.
Yeah. Well, it'd be like back in the day, they had Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors.
Sure.
It'd be like if across the street there's a place called 32 flavors.
Sure.
You know, it's just too many options now.
I wish I had enough money just to $1 every business, Price is Right style. Do you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of Arby's, I'd create Arbin's, you know, like
right.
this fucking guy over here, you know,
right.
just to mix it up.
Yeah.
Beef and cheddar, we got beef and sweaters, cover up Andrea's titties, right?
Yeah, they did that out in my old neighborhood of North Hollywood. We used to have a Vons Market,
okay.
and then they turned it into a John's Market.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
But the J was brand new, and the ONS looked like it was World War II surplus, so we could tell.
Yeah, Vons, you know, and I don't want to, you know, come down on Vons too hard, but that's where poor people get bananas. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a...
Yeah.
Okay, go there on a Tuesday morning and tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Everyone's spitting on themselves for some reason. It's a real shaky vibe is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, that's
it's got a roller skating rink manager energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't tell you. Now they go, Gelson's is so expensive and Irwan is so expensive. But the chicks are hot.
Yeah, they
you
are.
Know? Whereas Vons, it's just homeless folk looking for a place to die.
Yeah. That actually is their slogan.
Yeah, I've seen it.
There's something going on in the water recently. I've been seeing on Facebook. You ever just click on a friend from your past, like link on Facebook? They'll post some crazy article like, you know, there's diarrhea in our soup now, right?
Yeah.
And then click on it, and it's like, you know, it takes you to a weird fucking bukkake site.
Yeah.
But every so often, the site's got, yeah.
Yeah, most bukkake sites can be described as weird. There's very rarely do people go to a straight-ahead bukkake site, like right down the middle.
Yeah.
This is your dad's bukkake site.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Basic, old-school bukkake.
Who do you think the first guy to organize a bukkake was?
Okay. Look, the Japanese have ripped off a lot of technology from us.
Careful.
Okay. But when it comes to bukkake, I think we stole from them, like Elvis did from the black bukkake.
I agree. And bukkake is, correct me if I'm wrong, that's where there's at least, what, is it four or more? Do you know what I'm saying? Is it?
I don't know, but I did look up the translation in Japanese.
Please.
It means duck.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Like the animal duck, or like duck is a cock coming towards your face?
Yeah, just low bridge.
Low bridge.
Everyone down.
Everyone.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Oh, yeah. All 21 hours of it. It was longer than World War II. It was actually longer than the war.
There's few movies I won't watch with Cillian Murphy. That guy's got he's got one of those movie star faces.
Yeah.
But also a face of a guy that, like, you know, you could see him at Vons and be like, you know, he's probably going to poo somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movie stars with that, like, they're a movie star because it happened. Mm-hmm. But Brad Pitt, right? Right out of the gate. Movie star face.
Right.
I don't know. Bill Cosby, right?
Bill Cosby. Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Phil. I don't want to get controversial, but...
I do.
Okay. Then let's go there.
Saddle up.
Picture the beginning of the Bill Cosby show from the 80s. Remember he was like doing the crazy dance and everything?
Oh, let me see if I can remember what he did. Can anyone sing the Bill Cosby theme song?
It was musical.
Yeah, it was. Lewis, can you come here for a second?
Well,
come here, Lewis.
What rhymes with roofie?
Lewis, come here for a second. What rhymes with roofie?
Well, you said there was a theme song.
Well, I didn't mean come on stage. All right, here comes Lewis. All right. Lewis, I want you to stand here and sing what you think the Cosby Show theme song is, and I'm going to do the intro of the Cosby Show where he comes out and dances, okay? So, 3, 2, 1, I'm going to hand you the mic and do what you think the Cosby Show theme is, okay?
Yeah, that's good. Ouch! Perfect. Perfect.
Theo!
Guys, keep it going for Louie. That's a true American right there.
So,
he's been in a bukkake or three.
Dr. Phil.
Go ahead.
So what I'm thinking about Cosby, watch the opening of that show now that you know what Cosby was accused of and did. It becomes surreal. And you can watch Ellen dance during her show now, knowing the real Ellen.
Come back up, Lewis. Here we go.
Come back up.
No. But Ellen's dances, it's pretty much just, she just had like two moves. She was like.
Right. But listen.
She was like, I fucking spit on my employees. No, she didn't do that. She didn't do that. Allegedly. She's fine.
Dr. Phil, you're a student of psychology. Here's my point. I think both of them were trying to convince us they were different than they really were through dance.
Okay.
And I'm just saying this. If somebody said to me, we're putting a camera on you, you can't talk, but you have to prove to the world you're not a rapist, but you only have 5 seconds, I would do the exact same dance you just did. I said, Adam, you got 5 seconds to convince America you're not a serial rapist. Go. That's all I would do. That's what I would do.
Adam Carolla, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Powerful.
You're exactly right.
And I do want to say I hate the name Adam. It's so weak, you know?
Yeah, you don't like your name?
It's just soft.
What would you have taken?
Dutch.
Dutch Corolla?
Snake.
Snake Corolla.
Clutch.
Clutch.
You know, Adam is just so soft.
Yeah, it's,
I mean,
it was the first guy, but I hear you.
Yeah, but it's such a... That first guy ever sucked a dick. I mean, it's yeah, sad.
Can you imagine if it was Clutch and Eve?
Yeah, it doesn't roll
Bible.
Off the biblical tongue, but I'm just saying Adam, it's the name of a puss, you know?
Well, you've got nicknames, right? Like Ace,
yeah,
Ace Man.
Yeah, I like that. I just, when my license falls out every once in a while, I get a look at my real name. It just saddens me, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Who the fuck would name your kid Adam?
Don't look at me. I didn't fucking do it.
I'm not
it.
Just
yeah.
saying. I'm,
well, I'll tell
it's
you
just
this.
Sad.
It's not
sad.
The name that makes the man. It's the man that makes the name. And you've done a lot with your life. You've turned your career into a fucking juggernaut, huh?
Well, thank
Adam
you.
Carolla. Yeah, podcast, one of the biggest podcasts on planet Earth. You
thanks,
hosted a show called Loveline.
That's true.
From 1995 to 2005. And Adam, I mean, that was one of those shows that I was a big fan of because this is pre-podcast, pre-internet, right?
Yeah, pre-cum.
Pre-cum.
Pre-bukkake.
Pre-bukkake. Pre-cum is one of those things where I remember the first time I hooked up with a girl and she thought my pre-cum could get her pregnant.
Yeah, it can.
Okay, well, fuck.
Yeah. But you were getting a blowjob, so you're still safe. Sorry, Phil. It's just Phil's such a strong masculine name, you know, whereas Adam is just made for soft pussies.
You've hosted so many shows. The Man Show I loved, but Loveline really spoke to me and the people because you and Dr. Drew hosted for 10 years, and you came in with the comedic appeal, and Drew was there with the, I guess the medical approach, mm-hmm. right? But you guys met in the middle and really helped people, right, mm-hmm. which is what I love, helping people, but also putting some fun on top.
Yeah.
Was there ever a call that came in where you were like, oof, this is too much, or you couldn't help but laugh and make the person feel bad, give them some shame?
Well, I'll, because I don't like to talk about myself, Dr. Phil, I will tell a story about the late, great Dr. Ruth, who was the pioneer of love advice talk shows.
Yep.
Back in the day, she lived to 100, she died 10 minutes ago. God bless Dr. Ruth. But I was listening to her show.
By the way, that might have been the saddest applause break yeah. for a dead person ever. Four people, and two of those claps came from the same guy who just
That's
clapped
right.
louder.
She was a diminutive little German woman,
yep.
you know, with a thick accent. And back in the 80s, she had a syndicated radio show, and I was over here in my hometown of North Hollywood driving my pickup truck, and I was listening to her show one day, and a guy called in, and he said, Dr. Ruth, I have regular sex with my girlfriend. We don't use protection. We have sex frequently, and she's never gotten pregnant, but I'm worried. And Dr. Ruth said, well, do you pull out? And he goes, yeah, when I'm done. And I thought, I like the cut of that guy's jib. Is that... That's a linear thinker right there. You
sure.
know?
Loveline, I loved, and I thought, well, why don't we get our own rendition of it here on the Dr. Phil Live Show? You guys want to play a little Loveline? So we've actually got some callers who have called and left some voicemails, and I'd love to play some of those calls, and then, Adam, you and I can dissect their issues, see if we can get them to the top of rock bottom. Okay, Stephen, play that first call.
Hi, my name's Robert. I'm 49 years old. I live in Tallahassee, Florida. Go Trump. And so recently my asshole has been, when I poop, my poop is yellow and my pee is brown. So that's, I think that's like the opposite. It's like opposite of what you're supposed to have. So anyway, big fan. And what should I do?
I think it's that way in Australia, right? They say the toilets go the other direction.
Right.
So it makes sense that the poop is yellow and the pee is brown in Australia. And also, let me ask you this, Dr. Phil.
Please.
You know, they always go, I'm from down under. And they, yep. I'm from Australia. I'm from down under. When are we going to start saying we're from up over?
Right now.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right now.
Right fucking now.
Yeah, I'm calling from America. From up over.
Yeah, you know where pee is the normal color?
That's right. And toilets go clockwise.
Toilets go clockwise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could be an Australian.
You ever see the video of that guy?
Put another deuce on the Barbie.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut. Speaking of deep cuts, you see the video of that guy punching a kangaroo?
Yeah. Seen it.
All right. Play the next call, Stephen.
But hold on. I did want to say this about kangaroos.
Wait, turn it off, Stephen.
So they're pretty
Adam Kroll
noble.
Has a kangaroo rant we're all about
well,
to be...
Listen, all the other animals, the grizzly bears,
sure.
the great white sharks, the cobra snakes.
Scary.
It's always fangs and jaws and claws.
Oh, my.
There's really only one animal that'll go Marcus of Queensberry with us, you know what I mean? Just straight up.
Yeah.
Just fucking throw down. Just put up the dukes, you know?
Yeah.
Other animals, hippos don't do that. Rhinos gore you and charge you. Elk don't do it. Every other fucking animal uses something else. They don't fucking throw down like kangaroos. You got to give them their due.
Yeah, I would love to see Logan Paul fight a kangaroo.
Oh, that's next.
Can we hook that
Live
up? Does anybody
Netflix.
Know Dana White?
Yeah.
Or Vanna White, for that matter? Does anybody know a white guy? All right, Steven, second call.
What's up, Ace Man? Adam Kroll. What's up, dude? Big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller, long-time premature ejaculator. I wish that was a joke, but that is for real. Been dealing with it since college. They used to call me Cameron Comes Too Quick. Came quick for my friends and fam. Every year I struggle with this. I've tried pills, ointments, creams, meditation, gay stuff, straight stuff. I've mixed up my cereals. I don't know. So I'm just freaking out, need to make a change, trying to have some kids at some point, be dad of the year, all that bullshit. So, what do I do? Help.
Okay, so sounds like the connection got bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he just, he, like we talked about earlier, he fires it off too quick.
Mm.
Yeah.
He wants to delay his ejaculation.
I think most guys do. Arvin, is that right? Yeah, it's got a solo nod from Arvin.
Yeah, well, there's medication that can be taken.
There's creams, I think.
You can just watch the opening to the Cosby Show, and that'll...
We'll be right back. Guys, Adam Carolla, let him hear it. That's the great Adam Carolla right there.
Thank you.
There he goes, Adam Carolla. Let him hear it, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Adam Carolla. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Holidays are coming around, and shopping is going to be a part of it. And look, everyone hates going to the store. It's crowded. You're dealing with racists and fatties. So you want to stay inside, make Thanksgiving and shopping easier. Grocery bills, they add up, especially this time of year. This Thanksgiving, you don't need to stress about food shopping when you can use Ibotta, because you can earn cash back on all the things that you're already going to buy. This month, Ibotta is giving new users 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Just add the offers in the app to redeem everything you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt. Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, so you can get everything you need for the holidays. Look, other apps are going to give you points. They don't really amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards for the family. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers when you start with Ibotta. So start with Ibotta and get all these brands included, like Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. But how do I use it? Good question, Joe. Download the Ibotta app now and use promo code ABOUT or ALN to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast starting November 1st. That's, again, download the Ibotta app and use promo code ABOUT or ALN to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast starting November 1st. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use the promo code ABOUT or ALN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store with promo code ABOUT or ALN. Do it. Love it. Happy holidays. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Quince. Oh my goodness, guys, I'm excited. Summer to fall to winter to spring and back to summer, but fall's coming up soon, and I'm excited about ditching the shorts and the flip-flops and the cargo shorts and the tank tops that I can share my little bit of muscles in, because I did 6 push-ups last week, and upgrade to a cozy cashmere sweater or a leather jacket or whatever cool weather essentials that you gravitate towards on the Quince website.
So what exactly is Quince? Well, Jeremy, Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That's what's up. It is what's up. Even your cool Joel McHale t-shirt will go well with some Mongolian cashmere sweaters. Only $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Do they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to me? Yes, dude. Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Hence, that's what's up. Upgrade your wardrobe now with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/ALN for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/ALN to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/ALN. I use them. I love them. Get with it. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Prize Picks. Guys, you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks, you've heard of them. They're the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, here we come, Florida, Georgia, and Texas, where Ted Cruz lives. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Obviously, that's a part of the game. It happens all the time. Something just flew into my mouth. See, what if I just swallowed that and fucking I couldn't do the podcast? Somebody would replace me. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Incredible. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Join over 10 million users. Over 10 million people are on Prize Picks. Be 10 million and one and sign up today. Prize Picks invented the flex play. Do you know what that is? It means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Okay? Do you want to play Prize Picks alongside Drewski, Joe Budden, and MMA champ Sean O'Malley? Well, you can, man. Okay? You can find community plays under the promos tab of the app. Okay? Get the Prize Picks app. You got to have that. View the entries from some of the biggest names in Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks, what I love about them personally, they put the members first. Okay? The people that are on the app, that are engaged and using it consistently. The withdrawals are fast and safe and secure. Okay, I'm never stressing about that. Never wondering where my money's going or where it went. Okay, when my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. Okay, that's so fast. That's how you want it. You pick it, you get your prize. So sign up today, right now, okay, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. Wow. Say that again, Adam. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday, okay? Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value to your lineups. So look, this week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the football board, and I'm selecting Justin Jefferson. Okay, my boy Sam Darnold is tossing to him for more than 83.5 receiving yards, and Patrick Mahomes for less than 267.5 passing yards. Tyreek Hill for more than 97.5 receiving yards, and Saquon Barkley for more than 67.5 rush yards. That's what I'm doing. I hope you're on board. Download the app today, Prize Picks. Get the app and use promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Say that again? I will, because it's so crazy. Download the app, Prize Picks. Get it on your phone and use the promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Prize Picks. Run your game. And they'll have a bunch of explosions. What's that? We can't afford that? Okay. So just use what I said. Okay.
Okay, so we ran out of our commercial budget. So what we're going to do is I've got a live ad read, and I would love somebody from the crowd to come up and help me read our ad. Does anybody want to come up and help read our ad? Sir, yeah, I've seen, yes, yeah, sir, with the mustache. Sir, this guy looks fun. Yeah, somebody in the back. It's always fun to go to the back. Sir, yeah? Got some guys back there. Yes, sir? Why should it be you?
I'm a heavy reader.
You're a what?
Heavy reader.
You're, what does that mean? Heavy breather or heavy reader? Huh?
Both.
Both? And what's your name?
Eric.
Eric. What do you do here in L.A., Eric?
I live in Dallas.
Okay.
I'm visiting Dallas.
You're visiting L.A.? Okay. And what do you do, Eric?
I'm a delivery driver.
For who?
I'm scared to say.
Come on up, Eric. Yeah, let's keep it going for the mystery man. Now, Eric, by the time you leave the stage, we're going to find out who you deliver for and what you're delivering. By the way, thanks for taking the longest fucking route possible. Do you want to go outside and go across the fucking Saddle Ranch and get some nachos and then come fuck? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you serious? There we go. Yeah, guys, keep it going for Eric. Here he comes. Follow the yellow brick road. Eric, take that mic for me, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I like you got a rose on your shirt, a Bass Pro Shop hat. You a big fisher guy?
I've never fished.
Never fished? Get the fuck out of here. Who wears a fucking fish hat if they've never... Yeah, there you go. Now, Eric, I'm going to have you help me out with this ad real quick, okay?
All right.
You've never seen it before. You know what cold reading is? It means basically going to read it cold, like you haven't seen it before, okay?
All right.
Do you feel comfy enough with words in general to be able to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do, Eric, Steven's going to hit me with some commercial music, and then you're going to take a moment and just read this ad for the Dr. Phil Live Show. You guys want to support this guy in his first... Steven, hit me with a spotlight, too, if you don't mind. Go ahead. Take center stage, baby.
It's a long paragraph. Every year, 43 million men suffer from saying something kind of racist on accident. Honest question? That's not necessary. Just not...
Give me that, you piece of shit. What the fuck are you doing right now? You okay? Are you okay?
Are you good?
Are you good?
I'm fine. Are you?
Are you good? Let's do it together. Let's do it together. You're embarrassing me in front of my family. Here we go. Ready?
You take
the first line. I'll come in after you, okay?
So what is it? Every year?
Yeah, there you go. From the start, yeah.
The start is really commercial
reading. Eric, I'm going to punch you in the cock if you don't fucking start reading. Every year, baby.
Every year, 43 million suffer from saying something kind of racist on accident.
Honest questions that aren't necessarily wrong, just not appropriate.
At a party, on a boat, or...
Or to themselves in line at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
It's becoming a huge worldwide issue. They might say things like...
Things like, hey, that tall Asian makes sure you looks hungry.
Yeah, you... Yeah, it was supposed to be, hey, that tall Asian man sure looks hungry. Or you can take that second one.
That one's kind of tough.
Yeah, well, it's a fucking ad, and it's comedy, so just strap in, Eric. So people might say fucked up things on accident is the point of this ad. Things like...
Or do all black guys high five like that?
Yeah.
Or even,
there was this super positive Jew woman in front of me at the DMV.
If you know someone with this problem, please don't hesitate to call the number below.
Because hearing things like, man,
ooh, shoot.
Man, that gay guy sure loves cookies, isn't as funny as you think it is.
And now, back to the show.
Guys, keep it going for Eric. That's my man right there. You can take a seat. See you, Eric. You sure you don't want to jump through the fucking wall, Kool-Aid style? Get the fuck out of here. Keep it going for Eric, everybody. Your next guest is a living legend, one of my favorite comics on planet Earth. You know her from TV shows like The Mindy Project. You know her from movies like Office Christmas Party. She's got a hit podcast with Tig Notaro and Mae Martin called Handsome. And she's got a killer Netflix special on Netflix called Good Fortune. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together right now for the one and only Fortune Feimster! Holy shit, here we go. Fortune Feimster, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, you guys?
Holy shit.
Hi. How
Fortune,
are you?
How you doing? You smell great.
I smell like barbecue.
Like barbecue? We got some barbecue back there, unless you have some sort of barbecue fragrance that
no,
you
No, I just always smell like barbecue.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina.
It's fun to smell like something, you know?
Yeah.
B.O. is an issue. And
it
I talk
is.
About that in my book, We've Got Issues. We've got... Most Americans suffer with some sort of perspirant, right?
Perspirant?
Is that how you say that?
That's how you said it.
You got... All right. Shit, you're coming in hot.
Well, now... We both have a southern accent.
I love that. We do. You're from Charlotte.
Yeah, right outside of it.
Yeah, what part exactly?
It's called Belmont.
Okay.
The crowd goes wild.
Now, is that where the horse race is?
No, NASCAR is in Charlotte.
Okay, but Belmont Stakes is a horse.
Oh, no, that's Tennessee.
But. So what's... What is... You can get out of here for this next part. Yeah. That'd be great, sweetheart. Thank
get
you so much.
Get on out of here.
Go on, get it. Is a... Start the poop clock, Steven. Now, is there...
Oh, no.
No, she'll be fine.
How embarrassing.
Isn't that the worst? What's... Fortune, real quick tangent. What's the worst place you've had to poo and almost didn't make it?
Oh, God. I've always made it, just so you know.
I don't believe you. Everyone's not made it at least
I've
once.
I've made it every time, I swear to you, Dr. Phil.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Okay, well, give me an almost.
I don't just go around shitting my pants.
Well, sounds like you're not living your best life.
Do you?
Not on purpose.
Where is the place that you didn't make it?
Oh, shit, I don't know. Dave & Buster's, Cheesecake Factory, Target, Walmart, Target Walmart combo.
Yeah. Target, Walmart, Starbucks.
Starbucks. Is there a place that you love in Charlotte when you go back home in Belmont that you go, I got to make sure I go here because I'm home?
God, I mean, there's so much to choose from.
Well, fucking pick something.
I don't know. Cracker Barrel?
Fuck yeah.
Pretty good,
hey,
right?
Guess what? Shit my pants there too.
Yeah. Those biscuits.
Those biscuits run right through you like Meryl Streep on an Academy Award press junket. That was a long joke, sorry. Now, there is something to be said about Cracker Barrel's, I guess, gift shop. Right?
Yeah, it's great.
They got like buttons and voodoo dolls.
If you're a hoarder, it's an amazing place to shop.
Oh, if you love to stack up bullshit, that's your...
If you like signs with words on them.
I do.
That's a place for you. Live, laugh, love, my friend.
Sounds like a Julia Roberts movie. Yeah. Live, laugh, love. Wait, what's your favorite quote?
It's wine o'clock.
I love that. It's wine o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
It always is, isn't it?
It is.
And definitely an alcoholic came up with that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just an excuse to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drink, Fortune? Do you like to throw back a cocktail?
It would be an old-fashioned.
I love that.
You seem like you would like old-fashioned.
Oh, I like an old-fashioned. I also do like a Julio and Sprite.
Uh-huh.
Don Julio and Sprite for the laymans. Or sometimes I'll just pour a Corona into a Coors, right?
Okay.
You ever do a graveyard at 7-Eleven? You know, when I was a fat kid, you go to 7-Eleven on a Sunday morning, you put Mountain Dew into root beer, into Diet Coke, into Pepsi.
Get your hot dog.
Get your hot dog.
And a roller.
On the rolling machine? Yeah. Always a dangerous move, but as a kid, you know, you ain't going to die from that.
And that's where you first shit your pants.
That's where I first shit my pants. My diet could use some upgrades, but
same, bud.
But with beer, it's fun sometimes to throw all the flavors into one bucket.
Yeah.
Did you have a nickname growing up?
Little Bud.
Little Bud?
Yeah.
Who called you that? Some weird uncle?
My special needs uncle.
Your special?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is that him?
He was Bud, and I was Little Bud.
That's adorable. What special needs? What now? Did he?
I gotta go into it? Jesus.
No, we can shift gears. Have you seen Oppenheimer? What's going on? Fortune, special... So, he's your uncle, though.
Yeah.
And how long has he been your uncle?
Well, he's dead now.
We'll be right back. Fuck. God fucking damn it.
It's okay. He lived a good life.
He did live a good life?
Yeah.
How long did he live?
To like 64.
I think that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Do you have...
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Well, what was his name?
John, but we called him Bud.
Guys, let's give it up for Bud real quick, huh?
Give it up for Bud, y'all.
Let's give it up for Bud. He's watching from a Bud.
He used to tell me, don't pick up hitchhikers. That was his advice. Yeah. Right?
That was pretty good advice.
Pretty solid advice.
It's not bad advice.
It was before his time. People used to pick up hitchhikers.
Have you ever done something like that you wish you hadn't growing up? Young Bud, did you ever have a look back moment and go, fuck, I wish I had fucking... Fuck, you know?
Fuck.
You know?
I'm trying to think. I was pretty responsible. I'm a bit of a rule follower, which is boring.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was always kind of staying out of trouble.
Yeah, I've met your mom once.
Yeah, I did touch a wiener once, and I thought, well, that was a mistake. I learned quickly that was not for me. So I guess if we're talking about regrets, that would be one. I grabbed it like a hot clarinet.
You imagine being on the receiving end of that hand job?
Is that not how it goes?
You're gonna make my mustache fall off. Is that not how it goes?
I've only touched one, so I don't know what to compare it to.
Oh, shit. So a hot clarinet. Now, do you still keep in touch with the guy?
I ran into him once.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, he's dead, too. And I was going to go, fuck.
No, he's alive and well. Okay. I did run into him.
And what did you say?
It
hey, what's up?
Like a little head. Mozart? Little tip of the hat.
Oh. A tip of the hat?
Tip of the hat.
You didn't look at him and go, you remember this shit? Yeah.
Don't make me get that hot clarinet back out. We'll play some music, baby. He did not enjoy it, for sure.
Yeah, based on your fucking gestures, no shit.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was like in high school.
Well, there's no tutorial. That's the problem.
That is the problem. There was no YouTube back then.
No YouTube.
Right now, there's got to be somebody on YouTube right now teaching us how to give a hand job, right?
You subscribe to my page, I guess, huh?
Are you going to teach me?
That's fucking weird and gross to think about. There's some for everything, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a tutorial.
Well, there doesn't have to be, but there probably is, right?
Yeah.
Or there's got there's got to be, probably.
Yeah, someone's got to teach the youth.
Yeah, well, yeah.
16 and up, I don't know. Wow. At what age do you start giving hand jobs? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I would say, well, you know, the kids these days.
15? 16? 16.
Yeah, we can shift gears. What's your favorite color?
Blue. Just like the wiener after I give a hand job. Anybody that's calling them wieners doesn't take them seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was in high school and a girl was like, I can't wait to suck your wiener.
Suck your wiener. She's a lesbian.
Are you going to tag somebody else in with a different mouth?
She's definitely a lesbian if she's saying wiener.
Yeah. You travel a lot.
I do.
Fortune, you're so goddamn funny. Keep it going for one of the funniest people I've ever seen. I've been a fan from afar for quite some time, but man, you're just so goddamn likable. You're quick. You're joke. You're friendly. You make people want to hang out with you.
Thanks, bud.
And I think you got to possess that when you're on stage. People got to feel like they can connect with you. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment you knew in Belmont where you go, I'm going to do stand-up? Did you see something funny? Did you say something funny?
When I was in Belmont, I did not think comedy was a real job. For sure. Did you feel that way in Texas?
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, I always like talking to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even like in the bus stop.
You're like,
you know?
I'm going to make a living talking to people.
Yeah. Like
I never thought. I got a job out here and comedy was not part of it.
What was part of it?
Doing bitch work. Well, like running errands for famous people.
Oh, shit. You were an assistant?
Yeah. No, but not like Brad Pitt or anybody.
What about like Interstellar Outlaws? Did you go get them like sandwiches?
For sure, for sure.
Told you I'd remember. Can you say who it was?
Oh, nobody that you would know.
Tom Bergeron from America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah, I can't believe you know it.
Everybody knows Tom Bergeron.
That's true.
It was like B, C level stars.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, picking up dry cleaning, running errands. And I started taking improv classes at the Groundlings.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Famous Institute of Comedy, if you guys haven't heard of the Groundlings.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, not only Fortune Feimster got started there, but let's go down the line. Sherry O'Terry, Will Ferrell, Lisa Kudrow, Phil Hartman.
Melissa McCarthy,
Michael McDonald. That's a who's who of
holy shit. Yeah, a lot of folks.
So you got the funny bug there.
Yeah, this is where I was like, oh, this is really awesome. I love this.
Yeah, this is better than getting Lark Voorhees fucking tuna salad.
For sure. How do you keep knowing who I was working for?
That's Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell, if you're playing the Lark Voorhees drinking game at home.
Many are. And then that led me to doing stand-up here at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room.
Holy shit.
Yeah, first stand-up show ever in the belly room.
And just got hooked.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought, this is it.
Well, they love you here. They love you everywhere. Your special Good Fortune's on Netflix. You have a podcast called Handsome with Mae Martin and Tig Notaro. You guys listen to Fortune Feimster's podcast?
All these men fucking love it. Three people talking about shit.
It's for the straight single white man, right?
We're only talking to straight white men.
How'd you meet them, Tig and Mae?
Tig and Mae, just through comedy.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you kind of get into this biz, you kind of like, it's pretty easy to make friends.
Yep.
Right?
For sure.
But you got to put yourself out there.
You got to share feelings.
Mm-hmm. Are you pretty vulnerable usually?
Yeah, why not?
What's the last movie you cried at? Or thing?
Wow. What's that rom-com on Netflix right now? Nobody Wants This?
Oh, with Kristen Bell?
Yeah, how you know that?
Because I fucking love Kristen Bell.
You follow her work pretty closely, don't
I only
you?
Know her from Frozen, but I fucking will sing every line of every song right now if you
Let
want
it
me
go.
To. Yep.
Yeah.
Cold outside on the mountain tonight. There's a fishing on the freeze.
I don't know the words.
A sea of isolation. And it looks like there's a tease. We're locked in our house.
You guys know the
and
words.
There's nobody home. So let's put on some Interstellar Outlaws and touch ourselves alone.
That's my favorite verse.
Told you.
That's my favorite verse. Let it go. That's what that guy said when I grabbed his wiener. Let it go. Let it go. I was like,
holy shit. Fortune, you got fans all over the world. That's one of my favorite parts about getting into this business. The people that reach out to you from all walks of life, right? Mm-hmm. Dubai, Burbank, Tacoma.
A lot of fans in Dubai.
I want to take a moment, if you don't mind, reading some fan questions I got for you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah? These are fans submitted by your fans, and I'd love to see how you respond to these.
Okay.
First fan question. Who would you rather be stranded on a deserted island with? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Okay.
Jeffrey Goldblum?
Oh.
Or Jeffrey Epstein? Beth Anderson, nine years old, Shoreline, Washington.
9 years old? 9 years old?
These are all kids submitted fan questions.
From my fans?
Your fan base.
Definitely feels on brand. I'm going to go with Jeff Goldblum.
Great answer.
Right?
I mean, that's a safe answer.
He was in Jurassic Park. We can talk some BTS.
Talk about a movie I cried at. I cried during JP.
That one's sad.
That movie's great. Goldblum should have been up for an Oscar for that.
I agree. I told him that when we were on that deserted island.
You are good at improv. Okay, next question. Favorite Hollywood story? Timmy Thomas, 6 years old, Bakersfield, California.
You have some young fans. Oh, wait, I have young fans.
You have young fans.
What is Timmy Thomas one of
Timmy Thomas, real name.
Oh,
real
just a favorite Hollywood story.
Favorite Hollywood story. And he put in parentheses, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I did play the Uber driver for Jennifer Aniston.
An office Christmas party.
An office Christmas party.
So fucking
funny.
That
was really fun.
And you got to improvise, right?
Yeah, yeah. They let me rewrite that whole scene.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So she did not know me that well, and I said, just trust me. And she's like, okay.
You're like, don't worry. I'll be there for you.
I did meet her, I guess Hollywood story. I went to a Thanksgiving dinner at Chelsea Handler's house.
Holy shit.
Because I was on Chelsea Lately way back in the day.
Yeah.
And no one would sit beside Jennifer Aniston because they were too nervous. And I was the last person because I was still at the buffet and getting my plate.
Covering
nice
yourself
full.
In barbecue sauce. What's your buffet move real quick?
What's my what?
Your buffet move.
Oh, just fill it up. Fill it up, baby. Come on. Don't make me go back. Get on the...
Don't make me go
Don't
back is a great
back.
T-shirt to wear at a buffet.
You got
to
get it all right in the first go.
And, come on, get in there, sandwich. You're going to make friends with turkey and potatoes.
I sat down beside her and I was like, oh, my God. And Jennifer, that's what I call her.
I love that. She was like, impressions.
She told me she made the Greek salad, and I was like, I love salad. I love salad. She's like, Okay. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that was it. That's it. I mean, she was lovely.
She's lovely, yeah.
She's very lovely, yeah.
Yeah, she strikes me as someone that would make a good salad, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Another friend of mine hung out with her and got her phone number, but I didn't get her phone number.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah, that's always a tricky thing. I was once at a party and Al Pacino was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were in the same, Twister game. There's a game of Twister.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was calling out the things. He was you know, right hand blue.
And you do impressions.
Well, everyone can do a fucking Pacino, right? Even fucking Arbin can do a Pacino.
Let's see it. Come on.
Wait, Arbin.
Where is he?
Arbin, come here for a second. Give me a...
You better have a Pacino ready.
Give me Al Pacino at the back of an Interstellar Outlaw show. And he's going, oh, this is fucking cool.
Oh, come on. These guys are great.
Wait.
Yeah. Yep.
It had a little Latino in it. A little Latino.
You're right, Fortune. Not everyone can do an Al Pacino. That was good. Hey, thanks for stepping up and just fucking going for it, Arbin.
Yeah, it's brave.
He probably came here tonight wondering, you know, I wonder if someone's going to force me to do an Al Pacino.
And you did.
Now, would that freak you out if you got out on stage, Arbin, and you saw Al standing in the back?
It'd be cool, yeah.
All right, thanks for coming out, Arbin.
Yeah.
All right, last question, Fortune. Sorry about that. Would you rather...
No, this is a treat,
Would
Dr.
you rather
Phil.
Be the only person who speaks out of their butt or be the only person who doesn't speak out of their butt? Garrett Dorf, 80 years old, Erie, Pennsylvania.
Man, my fan base really is...
All over the...
Real seesaw.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the person speaking out of my butt, truth be told.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, the butt or the cooter.
The butt or the cooter. Now, that is a Southern thing, right?
I love the word cooter. It is also another word for a turtle. You guys didn't know that? That's what turtles are also called, cooters.
Okay, so... If I'm running like a petting zoo that travels to kids' birthday parties.
Yeah, you can be like,
and I'm like,
pet the cooter.
I'm not gonna get fired.
I mean, I can't promise that.
Fortune Feimster, ladies and gentlemen, let her hear the great Fortune Feimster.
You're a legend.
Keep it going for her. Check out her special on
Thank
Netflix.
You guys. What a treat, Dr. Phil.
There she goes, the great Fortune Feimster. Let her hear it. You guys can do better than that. There she goes, Fortune Feimster. The podcast is called Handsome. Holy shit. Guys, your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show is a real dear friend of mine, a new friend. Comes all the way to us from Brooklyn, New York. You know him from TV shows like Guy Code. You know him from shows like Backyard Wars, maybe the Chrissy Chaos podcast. And he's got a new stand-up special dropping on Hulu this February. Ladies and gentlemen, make it loud right now. Making his Dr. Phil Live debut, Chris Disinvito! Holy shit.
Hell yeah, that guy, dude. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely.
Good to see you, Chrissy
D. Hell yeah, finally, a real lesbian on the show. That's me. All right. All right.
This guy went nuts for you.
This guy's nuts, dude. Yep, absolutely.
He's got my book, yeah. How many...
He's a real psycho. Look at his glasses. He's a real fucking nutbag. He's a good guy. He's a good man.
Yeah, you can tell a lot. I don't want to say psychos traditionally wear big glasses, but there is like a psycho wardrobe. If you were going to buy a Barbie psycho doll, like what would it have?
A Barbie psycho doll?
You know, because there's like new types of Barbies now, right?
She'd probably be Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
She would have my phone in her hand. A knife. Probably be putting some type of poison in my chicken cutlet, parm. Yeah, his glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough when you meet people because you got fans everywhere, right? And you travel all over. So you got to suss out the weird, right?
Sure.
I'll board a plane sometimes and, you know, someone will go, Phil. And, you know, and they'll go, hey, you sign my dick or something, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I'm like, maybe just fly the plane, Captain, you know?
Yeah. Getting your dick signed is crazy, man. For me, it's tough because I want people to sign it, but then they got to go over the wart. And
Talk about that.
I tell them just use the wart as a period, you know? Stamp it. Sorry. That guy looks like Dave Grohl. Shout him out. I guess you kind of don't. Huh?
Where's the baby?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The show could not have gone on without that moment. You are from Brooklyn, New York.
I am from Brooklyn, well, Queens, Brooklyn, borderline. Yeah.
Okay, what's
the
diff?
I'm from the New York area.
What's the diff? I know Sesame Street was filmed in Queens.
Sesame Street's filmed in Queens, and I'm from right on the border. They changed the border of Queens and Brooklyn when I was about 12 years old. Rudy Giuliani, Rudy G. He changed the border. I was originally Queens, and then they made me Brooklyn.
What a wild man Rudy Giuliani is, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, dude. I mean, New York was pretty safe when he was the fucking mayor.
It kind of was,
he
right?
He really was, dude. He had his hair dye flowing, and he was just, I mean, people, there was no crime.
There was no crime. I think just what happens is, you know, you get a little old. You just can you overstay your welcome in any business?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I know that you got three kids.
I do.
Wikipedia told me that.
Yes, sir.
Now, do they give you comedy? Because I think, you know, once I saw Tim Allen on Home Improvement,
sure,
I was like, this guy's got it made because he's got kids, mm-hmm, and he can talk about them when he does comedy, right? When he comes out and hosts Tool Time, he can be like, oh, you know, oh, my kid, you know, fucking, he's, you know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my kid, you know, put Pete on the toilet seat. Here's how you build a fridge, right?
Right.
And then, you know, I haven't seen the show, but right. So, but.
No, but it's about that.
But so you get to pull from real life, right?
Sure. Yeah, I pull from real life. I mean, my kids are, they're the inspiration. They're Puerto Rican. It's fun for me because I'm white, but my kids are Puerto Rican.
Sure.
My wife's not, but my kids are Puerto Rican. My wife's Asian. And no, I don't have a wife. But they are, it's fun to, because my 9-year-old is kind of, you know, she's going through the education system. She's kind of woke-ish a little bit, and she's very mad at white people because of the curriculum.
As a 9-year-old?
As a 9-year-old,
yeah. Holy shit.
You know, because she's, she gets upset, you know, like Columbus Day is coming up, and, you know, I just have to tell her the truth that, you know, white people, we were kind of, we were the shit for a very long time. And we kind of, you know, she questions why I have, you know, multiple Christopher Columbus statues in the garage. I'm like, because people try to take them down, and then I fucking put them back up. So I make them better, and I refurbish them, and that's your dad. And do the right thing this November. And I'm sorry, I'm kidding. Some people, there it is. Yeah, fuck yeah.
You a big fan? You got a question for Chrissy D, sir? What's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric, you got a question for Chrissy D?
How do you deal with Puerto Ricans?
How do I deal with the police?
My wife is half.
Your wife is half
Puerto Rican?
Yes.
I love Puerto Rican people, man. It's a beautiful culture in New York, you know. I don't know. Are there any Puerto Rican people here? Okay. And way to go. No,
we do a separate show for them.
Wepa. So I love Puerto Rican people, man. It's beautiful. You just, you know, listen. The truth is Puerto Rican women, you know, they get really upset and angry, but you just, what you do is, here's what I do. My Puerto Rican girl, she'll get really mad at me, and then I just fly across the country for a few days. and then I just ask my good friend, Dr. Phil, if I could just come on his show and just stay at his house for a few days. And a hurricane rips through North Carolina, and then once the damage is done, I feel safe to finally go back home. Yeah.
Well, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, you know?
Exactly.
You played pro basketball, Wikipedia told me.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Well, I played Division III basketball, so that's a different thing.
Okay, so that's like playing. That's like saying I played softball for Subway.
Yeah. I played professional basketball for people with special needs.
Okay.
Division III
is nothing to sleep
on. Basketball was, I will say this, to give myself some credit, because I, you know, as I've, you know, Dr. Phil's told me many times personally, I got to stop beating the shit out of myself.
You do.
I got to stop hurting myself. I'm always negative and down on myself. I did play Division III basketball. Basketball was a big part of my life. I used to shoot 1,000 jump shots
a day,
every day.
Wow.
My father was out there grabbing rebounds for me, and he had to the last 100 shots to mimic big guys. He had this broom that I would have to shoot the jump shot over the broom. Because it would, you know, and so, you know, these high arcing shots, but he named the broom Leroy. He didn't need to do that, but he did do that. And so I would, so it was the Leroy the broom, but I became a Division III basketball player, and, you know, I it's what it is. He named it after a traditional black name from the 70s.
For sure.
Yeah.
He wanted you to have characters in your in your vicinity.
Yes.
Now, did it make you bitter?
I think it did. I think it did.
Did Leroy ever beat you?
Yes, Leroy did beat me quite often. But that's why I think I played Division III basketball, because the only black players I played against were brooms.
Right.
And then when I actually played against real black basketball players who were amazing, they beat the shit out of me and were 10 times better than I could ever be, and I never really made it that far. Because the only black players I played were
kids. No, we got it. That's enough.
They
that's enough. Yeah,
items.
That's enough. Yeah.
Sorry.
But no, it was a good story.
Thank you.
Do you, I know you did physical therapy. One thing I love about people with a hustle in their heart, like you, Chrissy D, you've gone from, I remember seeing you on Guy Code in 2002 maybe?
No, I think it was 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Yeah,
but
I
remember seeing you being like, this guy's got pizzazz.
Yeah, there
he's got integrity and chemistry with the screen and the people alongside of him. And I remember being like, this guy, I wonder if he has any other gigs. And you're a physical therapist.
Yeah, I was a physical therapist for 3 years, pediatric physical therapist. And
what does that mean exactly? You give them back rubs?
To kids, yeah. And in freak-offs, yeah.
What a fun name for that, huh?
It was great.
That's what stood out to me.
Yeah.
Not that he was having fucking Gangbang City and he was the mayor. It was, that they were called freak-offs. So, I'm like, you're Diddy. Come up with a fucking cooler name, you know?
But I was a pediatric therapist. I would...
Okay, we're moving on.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Diddlies.
Diddlies, yeah.
Freak-off's not bad,
Freak-off's
though.
Not bad.
It's not terrible.
That's the jealousy.
Did Diddy name him a freak-off, or was it the news that called it a freak-off?
There we go.
See?
Okay.
I don't know.
No, I think
Diddy's getting out. I don't think he's going to jail.
Okay.
I think he's going to roll over.
That was my next question.
That's it, dude. Did you ever go to a freak-off, Dr. Phil?
I didn't get the official invite, but I knew somebody that knew somebody that, that knew a broom and said, you should come along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay, so you did physical therapy for a bit, and then you said, this ain't for me, right?
I love doing it, because I worked with, mentally and physically handicapped kids.
Good for you.
So that worked. Yeah, they're on Kill Tony now. So I... So I'm inspiring, but I worked. That's it. And that's with the. And so. So. I. But. Yeah.
Well, what I love about you, Chris, is your thirst for knowledge and fun, okay? And I know you love America. And so before we wrap this bad boy up, and I appreciate you making time one more time, give it up for Chrissy D. Stefano. Got a Hulu special dropping in February. I can't wait to
Black
tune
History
in.
Month.
It is, huh?
That's what it is. Hulu picked me for Black History Month. It's a real honor.
I know you love, you used to have a podcast called History of Hyenas with
Giannis
Pappas, another very funny guy. And so it made me realize how intelligent you are about the world and the country. So I'd love to test that knowledge by playing a game, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to play?
I would love to play.
We got some ponies. We're going to play a game called Do You Know America, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. We got some official. Keep it going for my assistant, Norm, everybody.
Here
it's my
is.
Assistant, Norm.
Shout out, Norm.
Got one podium there. That'll be you, Chrissy D. That's perfect, Norm.
Should I stand up
at
it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Stand up.
All
start
right.
Feeling it out. Test that buzzer out. It's more of a bell,
looks good.
We stole that from an IHOP about an hour ago.
Yeah. There it is. I like Norm.
Got our second podium.
You're a good
Thanks,
guy.
Norm.
What nationality are you, Norm? Looks like.
All right, let him get out of here, Norm. Sorry. That's all right. Thanks so much, Norm.
He's mysterious, kind of Asian.
So Norm is a great guy, and I need you to have somebody to compete against, Chrissy D. Okay.
Who do we got?
If this is going to be America, I need you to compete against somebody who also loves this country and knows a little bit about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up right now for RFK. Here he comes, oh! RFK. RFK.
Thank you so much for having me here.
We got it. Your buzzer works. RFK, how you doing?
Doing quite well, Dr. Phil.
You look good.
Thank you. I just did 1,000 push-ups.
Takes care of himself.
Looks good.
How's that worm in your head doing?
The what?
All right. You guys want to play Do You Know America with Chrissy D and RFK? I'm going to need a little more support from the audience. This is the first time this game has ever been played, ever, in the history of the world. What up, Sam? This guy fucking loves you. This guy will suck your dick if you want him to. All right.
If he's Puerto Rican, I'll all right.
All right, here we go. Steven, hit me with some game show music. Do You Know America with Chrissy D and RFK. We'll go back and forth. I'll go one to you, and the total points at the end, the winner, will get some crazy bread from Little Caesars.
Love it.
And free tickets to an Interstellar Outlaw show. How about that? My man. First question, Chrissy D. The country was founded by who?
The founding fathers? What do you mean? The country was founded
by who?
Founded by the...
What guy?
George Washington? Oh, Christopher. Oh, okay. You mean discovered?
Sure.
You're saying founded. Discovered is Christopher Columbus, 1492. Founded by the.
Hold that thought, RFK.
Okay.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Okay. All right. Points to both sides.
Okay.
Hold that mic a little closer to your jaw. All right. What is a quirky name for a sudden heavy rainstorm in America? A. Cloud Hospital, B, Gully Washer, C, Water Raid, or D, Squirting? RFK?
I'm going to go with E, Bukkake.
Okay. Chrissy D?
I'll say, what was C?
Water Raid.
No, what was B?
Gully Washer.
Gully Washer.
That is correct. Points
yes,
for Chrissy D.
Yes, I knew
D,
it was
everybody.
Gully Washer. Yeah, that's it, dude.
What does each star represent on the flag of the United States? Chrissy D.
Well, the states.
No, it's one of Diddy's freak-offs. Next question. How many faces are carved into Mount Rushmore and name them?
Four.
Sorry, you got to hit your buzzer, player.
Sorry.
RFK?
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Christopher Nolan.
Okay. Go on.
Baskin and Robbins.
That is correct. Points for RFK. Right. Rank. Which one of these sitcom casts was the most fuckable? Golden Girl. Go ahead.
The cast of Seventh Heaven.
Okay. Chris, you want to fire back?
I was going to say the Olsen twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also had Frasier on here, Living Single, Blossom, Golden Girls. Any of those stick out?
Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Golden Girls,
that
yes.
is correct. Points for
Thank
Chrissy
you.
D, everybody.
Love it. All STD right. free.
You're at a bar in a popular American city. The host of the party is a douche, but you want him to like you because he's rich. He just made a joke where the punchline was, and that's why I never let a woman drive me to the airport. Show me your best fake laugh and then compliment him after his joke. RFK, you go first.
Good one, Jim.
I mean, yeah, that went. Sorry, Chris. Yeah, points yeah. to RFK for that. All right, France gave the U.S. a statue of what as a gift?
A statue of... I want to say liberty. I mean, that's right, but what's a better... What's an RFK answer? Cheryl Hines?
No. Caitlyn Jenner, I'm so sorry.
Shit.
The statue of Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, liberty is trans. Yeah.
Chris, right back to you. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 aimed to end discrimination based on what?
I don't know.
Fat chicks and tank tops.
Yes.
That's the correct answer. This one, RFK, you okay? Because you got that worm in there. Let me just quick shake. That shake out. You're good, you're good, you're good, you're good. You're good.
Sorry, sometimes the worm takes over.
Boy, you are really committed to this. Keep it going for RFK, huh? This is unbelievable. This guy's unbelievable. That's real spit. RFK, question to you. Bad Boy 2 is better than the original. True or false?
It's one of the rare cases where the sequel is better than the original.
Yeah, that is correct. Points to RFK. Chrissy D, is Tupac alive, true or false?
True, Tupac is alive.
That is correct.
100%.
RFK, if someone gave you $1 million to bungee jump into the Grand Canyon, but you had to go down on Judge Judy sober, what would you do?
I would do it if it would bring my family back.
It's a great answer. It's not the best answer or the right answer, but it's a great answer.
Perfect answer.
Last question. Chrissy D, well, the Grand Canyon is primarily located in which state?
Arizona.
That is correct. Points to Chrissy D. RFK?
Your mother's pussy.
Okay. All right. Watch yourself. Last question. RFK, did you find a dead bear cub on the road and put it in the trunk to skin later, but forgot it in your trunk, so you left it in Central Park next to a bike to make it look like someone hit it?
It was a prank.
It was a prank?
It was a silly prank, you know, sometimes you light poop on fire on Halloween at a friend's house and somebody tries to stomp it out. Same thing with the bear.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the forest, we've got the brother of the bear that fucking RFK put in the fucking Central Park. Keep it going for the bear, the brother of the bear.
Hell yeah. Oh, what?
This is a chubby bear. It must be a West Hollywood bear.
What, do you got something to say?
Stop killing my family, bitch.
I'll take it from here, bear. Bear, don't go anywhere. Got him with a penis fart.
Always get it.
Sorry you guys had to see that. But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. Did you guys have a good time tonight? I think you can do a little bit better than that. It's the 1st of October in Los Angeles. Did you guys have a good time at the motherfucking Comedy Store? We learned learned a lot on tonight's show. We learned that just because you grew up in L.A. doesn't mean you have to leave. Keep it going for Adam Carolla, the one and only Adam Carolla, making his mark on the comedy world. And we learned that just because you came from Belmont doesn't mean you need to like or know how to give a hand job. Keep it going for fucking Hot Clarinet, Fortune Feimster. Don't ever do that unless you don't want it. And you know what? I've been a lot of places. I've been here, there, and I've never met somebody more open and willing to go hard in the paint, but also be there for their family and fly across the country just to do my fucking show. Give it up for my buddy Chrissy D right here behind me. That's a fucking living legend. One of the funniest guys ever. He's got a special on Hulu in February. And you know what? I mean, I found a lot of guys in my life, but only one that would, let that worm stay in his head for one more night. Keep it going for my buddy RFK on the ground here, Jeremiah Watkins. And of course, I can't go anywhere in my life without my bear over here. Keep it going for the brother of the bear. Now look, there's only one place we could go after tonight's show, and that's probably home. But I'll tell you this much. I know that as soon as tickets go on sale, I'm going to do everything in my power to go see the motherfuckers of Interstellar Outlaw. Keep it going from over here. You got Tanner and Arvin. Go see them live wherever you can. One more time for Fortune Feimster, Adam Carolla, Chrissy D, RFK, and the bear that he left in the woods. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Did you guys have a good time tonight? Robin, don't go to bed. I got a signed headshot of John Stamos. We got a sale on eBay tonight. Good night, everybody.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Prize Picks. Guys, you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks, you've heard of them. They're the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, here we come, Florida, Georgia, and Texas, where Ted Cruz lives. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Obviously, that's a part of the game. It happens all the time. Something just flew into my mouth. See, what if I just swallowed that and I couldn't do the podcast. Somebody would replace me. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Incredible. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Join over 10 million users. Over 10 million people are on Prize Picks. Be 10 million and one and sign up today. Prize Picks invented the flex play. You know what that is? It means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Okay? Do you want to play Prize Picks alongside Drewski, Joe Budden, and MMA champ Sean O'Malley? Well, you can, man. Okay? You can find community plays under the promos tab of the app. Okay? Get the Prize Picks app. You got to have that. View the entries from some of the biggest names in Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks, what I love about them personally, they put the members first. Okay? The people that are on the app, that are engaged and using it consistently. The withdrawals are fast and safe and secure, okay? I'm never stressing about that, never wondering where my money's going or where it went, okay? When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes, okay? That's so fast. That's how you want it. You pick it, you get your prize. So sign up today, right now, okay, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. Wow. Say that again, Adam. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday, okay? Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value to your lineups. So look, this week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the football board, and I'm selecting Justin Jefferson. Okay, my boy Sam Darnold is tossing to him for more than 83.5 receiving yards, and Patrick Mahomes for less than 267.5 passing yards. Tyreek Hill for more than 97.5 receiving yards, and Saquon Barkley for more than 67.5 rush yards. That's what I'm doing. I hope you're on board. Download the app today, Prize Picks. Get the app and use promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Say that again? I will, because it's so crazy. Download the app, Prize Picks. Get it on your phone and use the promo code ALN to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Prize Picks. Run your game. and they'll have a bunch of explosions. What's that? We can't afford that? Okay. So just use what I said. Okay.